American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 693. Here is the translated text as follows. Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch, 661. He kissed me and put his arms around me. He pulled me down on his lap, and he made every advance that a man could make to show a woman that he wanted to do things that he shouldn't do. I finally got loose from him, went to the door and started out, and said, "Mr. Candler, don't ask me to do something that I shouldn't do and don't want to do, because I am under obligations to you." I left the office on those terms, after promising him that I would come back to see him again. I didn't go back, but on that visit he told me that he couldn't call me, that I must call him, that he was a public man, and when anybody wanted him on the phone, everybody knew who he was talking to and what it was all about. The Woman's Club was working as hard as they could to try to dispose of those tickets, but it seemed that $1,000 was awfully hard for us to raise. It was suggested at one of our meetings that we try to get introduced at the Rotary Club at one of their luncheons. Mr. H.P. Hermance was approached on the subject, and he said he would try to get us introduced, Mrs. Atkinson and myself, to the Rotary Club, and ask them to take up the sale. On the morning of the 5th of September, when the Atlanta quota was sent to Camp Gordon, which was the day of this luncheon, Mr. Hermance called me up and asked me if I had best not put off my visit to the club until the following 2 weeks' banquet. He explained that they expected to have General Swift and these soldiers there, possibly 200 or 300 of Atlanta's people there, and that it would interfere seriously with the business of the Rotary Club, and they didn't think they could consider it that day. But he said, "It's just up to you, if you want to come today." "Why, do so." And I said, "Suppose you wait until I call Mrs. Atkinson and ask her what she thinks about it." Which he did. And I called Mrs. Atkinson and she said, "I think that today is the best time to go. Because if the soldiers are there, they would be thinking about the Red Cross. And they would most likely be interested in the Red Cross work by the soldiers being present." I called up Mr. Hermance and told him Mrs. Atkinson's decision. And he said, "That would be a very good thing too, if you had someone with some prestige to introduce you and get the attention of those men in that way." I said, "How about Mr. Candler?" And he said, "Well, he would be a good one." I called up Mr. Candler and asked him if he would be willing to introduce us at the end of his speech to the Rotary Club. "No, I didn't," I said. "Will you introduce Mrs. Atkinson? She's going to make a speech." His answer was, "I would rather introduce you." I said, "You go on, Mr. Candler, and do what I told you, and I'll give you a big hug the next time I see you." That was the only advance I ever made to Mr. Candler. He immediately agreed to do that. We went down to the luncheon and were placed near General Swift, General Dunham, Mr. Candler, and Mr. Timmons.